If Trump were in office right now, China would never be pulling this crap.
I mean, seriously, for the past 2 years, it's been nothing but non-unity. Like, he's just been so divisive.
Friday, it's Friday.
It's the weekend. Woo!
Yeah.
Weekend time.
Hey, everybody. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, hello. Hi. Okay, you guys, check out our website. That's like my off the bat directive. I'm telling you what to do on a Friday, and then I won't tell you what to do that much.
You're not telling as much as you are just recommending and suggesting.
I'm suggesting. I'm just sort of prompting you to check out our website this weekend. If you haven't checked out our website and you haven't bookmarked it, you should totally do that. Chicksontherate.com. Do it. Do it.
And
do it,
why today especially?
Oh, today you should do it especially because Mock has an epic wall of shame post.
Yeah.
You guys haven't checked out our wall of shame. It's like the best part of our website where she just mocks and and degrades people.
Ah, geez, we're having trouble with Rumble again.
Oh, it's I thought you lost all your videos. And I was like, no, I can't deal with that again today. I just can't.
It says we're not doing it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That. Why does this happen? Okay. Anyway, the wall of shame is not there yet. So don't, you know, it's not there. It's not going to be there while we're doing the show. It'll be after.
Mid-morning. Check it out. Yeah. Mid-morning. Chicksontherate.com. Wall of shame. Check it out.
And the reason, just to give you a teaser, it has to do with Eliza Blue. And if you don't know that name, good on you. For real. Good on you. But if you do know the name, there's been like three people who've been like demanding that we talk about her, which I just don't want to. And so I got into some scraps on Twitter yesterday, and that'll be what the wall of shame is about. The scraps. It's always about the scraps.
Dave, where do you live? It's minus 13 degrees there. That sounds horrific.
Oh my God.
That sounds dreadful.
Where is that? Oh, are you in Antarctica?
What is going on?
Okay. So a couple things we need to get to before headlines. First of all, what the hell with the Chinese spy balloon that's like floating around Montana?
Shoot it down. What is that? They're just like, let's just let it fly around. It's just, what? Like, where are the guns? Surely somebody had a gun, right?
Well, it's the size of three buses. So it's not, you can't take this down with a gun. You need to shoot it out of the sky with like a missile.
There are big guns. Yeah, there are missiles. There are big guns. Get them out. We've got those.
Well, I will say props to Biden, though, because Biden wanted to do that. Biden was like, shoot the damn thing down. And the Pentagon is the one that was like, no, because then it's so big. Like, what if shrapnel kills people on the ground? We can't be doing that. It's mean to China. And then China is all like, listen, it's fine. We're looking into it. But we mean nothing.
We're looking into
it? This is a test, you guys. This is China saying, let's see how far we can push them. And our response so far has been like, you can walk the heck all over us.
Yeah. The Pentagon's like, ask him its pronouns. You know? Let's just talk to it. Yeah, F that. Shoot it down. Ridiculous.
Oh my God.
This is their job. Their job. They train to fight things. They should be shooting that down. That's what they should be doing. Yeah. I don't understand. What there should be no discussion.
Can you imagine if Trump was president right now, this thing would be on the ground.
Right.
It would be in a bajillion pieces.
Yeah.
And, you know, furthermore, it wouldn't be here. If Trump were in office right now, China would never be pulling this crap.
Exactly. This is why
you guys always get mad when I'm like, you know, knocking Trump. But I know the good parts. Don't think I don't.
You ask somebody in the country, like where I live, if something comes over my house, like if there's I'm shooting that shit.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we do. We're like, oh, it's in my yard. Okay. It's going to die. If there's like an animal, that's not some sort of rabid animal that's in my yard, that's not supposed to be there. It's going to die. If there's a person that's not supposed to be in my yard, it's going to die. And we're just not going to tell anybody. It's country justice, y'all. That's what we need to do with a balloon that's not supposed to be there. What is wrong with them? Take care.
Yeah, it's bad. Autumn, thank you. Autumn sent a super sticker and said today is National Feed the Birds Day.
Oh.
So to help you, feed your folks, Mock. Yes, because that's what we call my parents, for sure.
Birds.
I think they're pretty well fed. They eat very, very little. They just, because they're tiny,
bird-like
people.
Tiny, people. They're tiny. Mark just gave us, I think Mark, did we say something?
Oh, yes. Mark Wallace said we need Tom Cruise and his Mission Impossible team, mm-hmm. right? Apparently so, because right. like the Pentagon, they're just like, well, we don't want to make waves. Right. You know, like what if China gets met? Oh my God. Remember when we used to be like feared and right. intimidating to other countries? No, and now so we're just, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so there, yeah. So there's a Chinese spy balloon and I guess it's just going to be here for a while because nobody's yeah. doing anything about it.
It's
so
like that big thing in Independence Day, that giant alien thing that just hung around. Will Smith walks out of his house and it's just like sitting there like with the yeah. stripper wife. Remember his stripper wife? And they walk out and there's like this giant thing just like lurking. That's what the balloon is doing. Like yeah. what?
You know, in Independence Day, I would have been the girl that was going to the top of the Empire State Building, going,
totally you.
"Hi, aliens, mm-hmm. let's be that's, friends," and then they all her. Get shot down. That'd yeah, be me.
That's totally mock, you guys. She would have been trying to hug the aliens.
Mm-hmm. I do have a strict fur policy, though. So if these are like just slimy, gross aliens, I would not want any part of it.
I don't. I've never seen furry aliens, but okay. All right.
Oh, no, frick. Ah, oh, because I had to restart my computer. So the coolest thing was sent to us by a guy named Joe Marr. I think that's right. I hope I have that right. He sent a Dr. Seuss written poem that ChatGPT wrote.
Right.
And he asked it to write a poem that basically refuted the fact that trans, like a trans woman is a woman, right? And it was freaking amazing. And I had the picture up and I wanted to be able to show it to you guys because it was so, so cool. Let me see if I can just find it quickly because this is truly amazing. ChatGPT, do I have it? Yes, I do. Okay, so remember when you put in like a prompt to ChatGPT, it takes 2 seconds, 2 or 3 seconds to spit back out whatever it is that you're asking. So the prompt was write a persuasive Dr. Seuss poem explaining why a trans woman is a man. Okay, and so damn it, why did this just close? And so here's what it said: I see your hair; it is a wig. Your Adam's apple still looks big. You are a man, and that is clear. I do not see a woman here. Dang it. Why does this keep closing? stay so open. I must admit, it's rather odd to hear you say you're now abroad. You have no uterus, so no, you cannot bleed from down below. I mean, it goes on. And this was spit out in just a few seconds.
Oh, my God.
And the reason, you know, other than the obvious that that's amazing is because now we're starting to hear that ChatGPT is getting really, really woke.
Yeah.
So it's bad, right? And yeah. even Elon is worried about it. I saw uh-huh. him respond to someone on Twitter the other day. They were like, this whole thing is a lost cause now because it's become so woke. And he's right. like, yeah, it's there
was
problem.
Because there was a thing that had a difference between Trump and Biden.
Yeah.
There was
yeah.
like the posts were very different. They said something like, they didn't want to comment on Trump, but then they had this whole big thing about Biden, which people were like, wait a second, back up. Yeah. It was really
so
weird.
So Elon's worried and he's like, it's a huge concern at how woke mm-hmm. the whole system has gotten, which is going to completely defeat the purpose, right?
Yeah, surprise! In many ways.
Yeah. I have an email to share with everybody about one of our favorite sponsors, Bone Frog Coffee. And if you're not getting boned with us every morning, what is wrong with you?
You guys get so boned. Get boned twice or three times, especially on a Friday.
Right?
Good times. Yeah.
There's no better way to start a morning. Mm-hmm. And that comes straight from the mouth of Tim Cruikshank, who is the founder of Bone Frog Coffee. He says there is no better way to wake up than getting boned with Bone Frog Coffee. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I get this email from Dr. Julie, and I don't know if I'm saying her name, last name right. It's Duchareme, which to me, if I was going to be all French about it, I would be like Ducharme.
Oh, I'd say Ducharme or Ducharme, whichever
one. Ducharme. I'm just mm-hmm. going to go with that. I'm sure right. it's wrong. It's probably like Ducarme or something, and I'm just saying it wrong. but here's what she wrote. She said, hey, chicks, I've been listening to you all for the last 2 years or so and love the show. It's fantastic. It makes me laugh, keeps me up to date on all that's going on, and I love your transparency. I really started cracking up when you started saying, have you been boned? And then when I learned it was veterans and Navy SEALs, we live right by the Navy SEAL base here in Coronado, and we work with vets, and many are friends are SEALs, so no brainer. designer, we were like, let's support them. So for Christmas, my husband surprised me with some coffee and a mug from Bone Frog. And let me tell you, I got boned 3 times on Christmas Day.
That's right. Good for her.
She says, and it was quite delicious. Anyways, we're big supporters of you both and many other products you support. Keep doing what you're doing, ladies. You're rocking it, and I'm cheering you on.
That is so sweet. So sweet. That's very lovely. You guys should totally get boned. It really is the best coffee. I am a coffee snob. I say it all the time. This stuff is the best.
It really is. And the service is like no other.
Oh my gosh, it really is.
Yeah. You can check it out at bonefrogcoffee.com. If you do a subscription order, you're going to get 5% off. Just make sure to, on the drop down, you, when they ask you how you heard about them, you say Chicks on the Right, and then at checkout. And so get your subscription going. You're not going to be sorry. It is delicious.
Joey said she was jingle boned. She was. She was jingle boned. Yeah. People are saying we're not on Rumble, Mock. Is that?
I know. I told you. Remember, okay, I said we had like
we're
problems
still not.
With Rumble?
We're
no, I know. I had to, it won't go. Like, it won't go to Rumble. This is what happens with Rumble that makes me crazy, is that like once a month, it'll just decide randomly, we're going to cut your stream so that you can create a new key. This is what it does. There's nothing I can do about it. And you are frozen. There, now you're back. Are you back?
I'm back.
Okay, there you are.
Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody. Hello. Sorry.
It just looked like you were like looking off into the abyss for a moment.
Mm-hmm. You were I'm sure our producer is going to love that. Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I know we're not on Rumble, but we'll eventually, we'll get the video onto Rumble later today. It just sucks that we're not there live. That really does suck. Yeah. Hopefully people find us elsewhere. My name today is due to the fact that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to be doing the rebuttal to the State of the Union address that is happening on Tuesday. So I'm sure next Wednesday's show is gonna be lit.
Yeah. And then Tuesday, I'm assuming the SODU will be him screaming at Republicans again.
Screaming and whispering.
Screaming and whispering, even though he's telling us all that he wants us to be unified or something. Yeah, I just...
Yes.
Right. It's all... He's mental. Our president is mental.
Well, yeah. Now he mm-hmm. wants respect and for people to get along, right? Yeah. Now he does.
Right now.
Or right. Not so much. But here's what he said yesterday about McCarthy, about dealing with Republicans. Here's what he had to say.
Kind of join hands again a little bit. Let's start treating each other with respect.
Really?
That's what Kevin and I are going to do. Not a joke.
Oh my God.
We had a good meeting yesterday.
I can't.
I think we got to do it across the board.
Okay.
Doesn't mean we're going to agree and fight like hell, but let's treat each other with respect. God bless you all and may God protect our
I can't with this. I can't. After all the speeches that he's made, treating us like garbage, getting mm-hmm. up on stages with a red backdrop, screaming at us. Screw you, dude. Talking about unity. I mean, seriously, for the past 2 years, it's been nothing but non-unity. Like, he's just been so divisive. I can't with this.
Yeah, what are we, like, our extreme MAGA, what, I don't even remember all the names.
Extreme, I think it is extreme MAGA Republicans. That's what we are now. Yeah, we're all a bunch of terrorists to him. And this is what it's been. And now all of a sudden he wants us to come together. Why? Because your son's in trouble?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Is that why?
And yeah, we got to get to Hunter too, because that's a whole other story. But first, can we just... We got to tell you guys, if you missed this yesterday, Democrats are not okay. Okay. Like, Democrats yesterday were all on their period, all of them, because they were so emotional. And it all started because, as you know, Kevin McCarthy did not allow Swalwell, did not allow Schiff on the Intelligence Committee. And everybody voted yesterday that Ilhan Omar will not be on the Foreign Relations Committee. Now, Democrats are trying to play the whole, this is just revenge in politics because of Marjorie Taylor Greene getting kicked off committees and when the Democrats were in charge. And so... And it's absolutely not, because all of these people are serving on committees. They have just been pulled from committees that they are not compatible with because of who they are as people. So it's very, very different. But man, Ilhan is furious, and so is the rest of the squad. There was yelling. There were tears. It was out of control. We're going to give you a little highlight. First, here's Ilhan. Getting tough.
I didn't come to Congress to be silent. I came to Congress to be their voice. And my leadership and voice will not be diminished. if I am not on this committee for one term. My voice will get louder and stronger, and my leadership will be celebrated around the world as it has been.
No, well.
So take your vote or not. I am here to stay, and I am here to be a voice against harms around the world and advocate for a better world. I yield back.
You married your brother.
Take
you
a
married,
seat.
You married your brother, you know? And we know it. We know it. And, right. And the Democrats know it. And the Democrats seem to be okay with it, which is weird. But they're also okay with, like, you know, transgendered, like, cross-dressing people putting microphones, like, where a penis should be in kids' faces. At shows.
That's totally
they're funny. Okay with that too. So I don't, you know, whatever, to each her own and to each his own, whatever. But I think it's weird that she married her brother. I don't know about y'all.
Well, and she's obviously a super anti-Semitic hack.
Yeah, she
and so
hates, yeah, exactly.
All the people that are trying to say this is just revenge. You know what? Clearly it isn't, because all of these people are serving on committees.
Yeah.
So it's not nearly as egregious as what Democrats did to Republicans. But let's say that it is revenge. That's what you get. You know what I mean? Like, if it is revenge, fine. Because everybody said when they did this to Republicans, just you wait, Democrats. If this is the game you want to play, then get ready to play, because we're going to do the exact same freaking thing. Mm-hmm. So this is what you get. F around and find out. That's what's happening.
It's you're absolutely right about that. You're right. And I think they don't, it's like they want to dish it out, but then they can't take it. And the thing is, now Republicans are starting to be just as awful. So it's like, you're right, F around and find out. This is what's happening. And they're like, oh no, they're fighting back.
Yeah.
We're fighting back. Like, we're starting to get in the gutter with you. And this is what it looks like. Get over it. And now these chicks, this is not what empowerment looks like. This is what hysteria looks like.
Right. Exactly.
They look hysterical. They are hysterical. And so, you know, women looking at this, I would imagine that most self-respecting women look at this and they cringe. I do.
I would hope so. I do. I mean, I'm just like,
oh my God. I mean, you're watching it. You're like, please, you don't represent me as a woman. Cause I would never act this way. You know, it's just, and my daughters would never act this way. You're an embarrassment to women. The stuff that they pulled yesterday and it's so scripted and just so, they look ridiculous.
Oh yeah. And I'm not even going to show you Cori Bush, because it's just pointless. Like, you'll know. I am going to show you Rashida Tlaib and AOC, because they were out of their minds with hysteria. So here is Rashida.
Where are the free speech warriors today?
Oh my God.
The hypocrisy is obvious to the American people. You are showing who you all are, really.
Keep reading.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
I will not be silenced.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
To Congressman Omar, I am so sorry, sis, that our country is failing you today through this chamber. You belong to that committee.
The gentlewoman is no longer recognized.
And she's crying?
Oh, yeah, she's crying.
Oh, my God.
She was crying and shrieking and talking over the speaker. I mean, it was out of control. Thank you, FFS Jenny O. She says, Ilhan, some Republicans just did some things. No big deal.
I love it.
Some people did something.
Yeah,
that's all. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So there was that hysteria, but it didn't end there, because AOC was just as out of control. Here's a little bit of her.
Tell me this is about consistency. Don't tell me that this is about a condemnation of anti-Semitic remarks when you have a member of the Republican caucus who has talked about Jewish space lasers and an entire amount of tropes, and also elevated her to some of the highest committee assignments in this body. This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Don't tell me, because I didn't get a single apology.
Time has expired.
My life was threatened. Thank you.
My tantrum has completed.
She's doing the whole, like, this thing.
Right.
Like, she's a preacher. Give me a break.
God.
And she's terrible at it. Just terrible.
It's so embarrassing.
It's ridiculous and embarrassing. Stop it. You make women look ridiculous and hysterical. Stop it.
It's just insanely ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
And unfortunately, I would love to be able to tell you that this is just a Democrat woman thing. Oh, no. It is also, emotions were running high with Democrat men yesterday, too. Thank you, Leslie L. It's Thank the hopping you. For me, she says.
Yeah, this thing. Somebody needs to put like one of those music tracks to it. You know how they do that? What is it? That
Superfan Sid, you have your assignment.
Yeah, really. There you go, Sid. It's on you. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Kristen. Thank you very much. Okay, so yesterday, Ron Klain, chief of staff, Biden's chief of staff, stepped down and gave his little speechy speech. And you guys, he too was, he's not okay. He's, everybody is so affected in this administration and on the Democrat side of the aisle. They're just very, very emotional. So I've got two clips to share. The first, which is absolutely mind-blowing when you think about the children that Joe Biden raised, okay? Just visualize, if you will, Hunter, for example.
And right? Ashley. And then Ashley.
Yeah, and then listen to this clip mm-hmm. in that context.
Everything I know about how to be a good father from Joe Biden. He is the best father I know and the best role model I know.
Oh, my God.
And along the way, he's taught me a thing or two about politics and policy as well.
I mean, that's embarrassing.
The dude needs to get out more. He needs to get out and meet some fathers. He needs to like just a more, maybe. Maybe one more than Joe Biden, because damn.
Right?
That's not good. I mean, does he know Ashley? Has he met Ashley? Has he met Hunter? Like two-thirds of Joe Biden's kids are drug addicts. So
I mean, it's a mess. They're a mess.
And then like there's one who claims in a journal that her dad showered with her. No one's ever investigated that because the Bidens are untouchable, right?
That's the role model though. And Ron was not done. He cried and cried about a rock also. So I'm going to show you the clip about the rock.
I've been asked, what is the best souvenir I got in 2 years as White House Chief of Staff? And my answer is very simple. It's this rock, this plated civil rock. It was given to me a year ago on one of our darker days by Louisa Terrell. And it's always symbolized to me the fact that this team has been rock solid in their support of our agenda, and the president, we've never wavered. We've been as solid as a rock.
You guys, they're not okay. They're just not. They are not okay.
He's crying over a rock. It's as if like you become a Democrat and they just cut your balls right off. It's like is that what they do?
Well, listen, a lot of them take estrogen apparently, and so that is what is going on, I guess.
Men that are not men. He's crying over a rock.
He's crying. A lot of crying. Travis, thank you. Travis says they need to grow a bunch of toddlers, grown people acting like kids. My nieces have more sense than this administration. Jamie, thank you. She says everything I've learned about being a good doctor, I learned from Jill Biden.
Love it. That's right. You know, this is why like that poll came out last week. I think it was the beginning of this past week. This is why the poll came out where people are like, we are most concerned about the fact that there is no leadership in Washington. Mm-hmm. This is why. It's because of crap that we just saw.
Yeah.
All those clips that you just showed us, like the past four clips. There's no leadership. Everybody looks like a damn kid, like a teenager.
Weak, emotional weaklings. Yes,
they're all hysterical. There's nobody in charge. And everybody's looking around going, oh my God, y'all, we are effed.
Yeah, why there's a Chinese spy drone or whatever, the spy balloon hovering over Montana with no end in sight because we have no balls.
Right. This is why people are dying. They're aching and they're hungry for leadership, real strength. And I hope to God people get some sense and they get to the damn polls and they vote for that in the next election, that they get up off their keisters and they actually vote for it.
Yeah,
we can talk about it all day until our faces are blue, but we got to get up and we have to vote for that. We have to get people in office that have some strength because good Lord, this is what we have. It's so embarrassing.
Well, Democrats are much too concerned about things that don't really matter, like, you know, queer theory and gender pronouns and whatnot. And the Five had a discussion about that in response to some dumbass comment from Joy Reid, because literally that's all that comes out of her face are dumbass comments. So you're going to see a little tiny clip of Joy Reid and then the Five's reaction to it. Here it is.
Fantasy land, like Disney World, but in hell. Come to Florida, the meanest place on earth.
Okay. All right, I'll start with you, Greg.
That's a great slogan. I would move to the meanest place on earth.
Perfect for you.
Things get done at the meanest place on earth. I don't like nice places.
All right, is this a white nationalist agenda that's taking out black queer studies, BLM, and reparations?
No, because they're very specific about what they're looking at. They're looking at stuff like queer theory and this kind of radical Marxism stuff that tends to kind of seep into everything because it's coming out of the campuses and it's now in our high schools. I never thought it would, but it's happening. But the big story here, I think, is about education itself. It's no longer a given that left-wing agitprop can freely flow into your classroom or into your curriculum. Parents are truly woke, right? They're woke to the woke. They're not going to roll over anymore. Mm-hmm. So if you want queer theory for kids, you're going to have to fight for it. And that's what this is really about. It's not about any kind of censorship or banning. It's about, you know what? We're now reading the brainwash that you've been shooting into these books, and we don't like it. You have to defend it. We don't have to defend protecting our kids. You have to tell us why a six-year-old needs to know about gender affirmation surgery. I want to hear that explanation, and they can't. And I just saw a statistic the other day that the number one group for homeschooling in growth are black families.
Interesting.
That is a great sign.
Yep.
Because education has got to change, because once there's a competitive element to it through school choice, it's over.
Interesting. So those black families, they must be racist.
So racist. How dare they not go to public school?
Exactly. I mean, that they're homeschooling their kids, if that's like the newest demo, that's homeschooling their kids. And there's a lot of them doing it. I mean, and the thing is that Democrats, liberals, they will look at those black people and they'll say, you're racist. Because, I mean, everybody that dares to go against the liberal agenda is a racist now.
It doesn't matter if they're black or not.
Doesn't matter. This is the thing. This is their go-to. You're racist. What? What? You're hysterical. Mm-hmm. You're completely hysterical and out of your mind and mental. Because no, they're not racist. They're just wanting you to do exactly what Greg said. And that is to defend it, to defend this bullcrap. And you can't do it. And they're pissed off because people are starting to say, why? They're starting to ask the question, why do you want so badly to hypersexualize my kid?
Right.
Why do you want to do that? Why are you so hell bent on that? And they just cannot answer that question.
Or why do you want to teach my white kindergartner that he's an oppressor?
Right.
Explain why that's helpful in an education setting.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can't do it. It was a good segment from the Five. Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Also, Nicole Wallace, who is one of the worst women on television. Truly one of the worst.
Awful.
Just awful. Mm-hmm. So she was having it. She had a discussion with some folks on her show about this whole Hunter Biden laptop lawsuit, all the things, because now, as we told you yesterday, Hunter is now suing everybody. Like, he's demanding investigations. He wants to know he's trying to pretend at the same time that the laptop isn't actually his, but also get everybody in trouble for having access to the laptop.
My God.
So he can't have it all the ways. And now he's being accused of trying to intimidate the computer store owner, the repair store owner that the laptop was left at, because, and I didn't know this, that store owner sued him like last week, I guess, for defamation. Mm-hmm. Because of all he's lost everything. He lost his store, he's lost friendships, all this stuff. So he wanted to recoup some of his costs because he's been accused of lying, essentially, by the 51, you know, CIA, FBI people who are like, Russian disinformation. This isn't even a real laptop.
Exactly.
That essentially is defaming him. So he filed suit. And then in response, now all of a sudden Hunter is like sicking this super high profile attorney on that store owner and on Rudy Giuliani, all kinds of people. So that is what Nicole was talking about on her show. And she and her guests are still trying to insist this has nothing to do with anything. Like, there's no information on that laptop that's even worth the trouble of investigating,
or directly. Right. Or directly related to Joe Biden. Like, even though
now we know that it was Hunter Biden's business associate that cleared out Joe Biden's office. And now we know about the classified. So, of course, there's all kinds of evidence of all kinds of wrongdoing. Now, if you listen to Rudy, Rudy says there are literally 50 examples of criminal wrongdoing, evidence of those on that laptop. So I don't know what's taken DOJ so long to freaking investigate this. Two and a half years now.
Duh. We all know what's taken them so long.
But how do they excuse it? Like, how do they? It's just amazing to me. So listen, if they listen to Hunter and they're like, yeah, we're gonna investigate that computer guy. Oh my God.
I mean, we all know why it's taken them so long. It's because they're a bunch of freaking Democrats. That's why it's taken them so long, because this is the same department that is, you know, weaponized against Republicans. Of course, it's going to take them a long time. They want to protect their own. This is exactly what this is why the FBI is the way they are. The DOJ is the way they are. This is, I mean, I would imagine CIA is the same way. I mean, all of these organizations are so leaning left now that we can't trust any of them. And so they're going to protect who they want to protect. And in this case, they obviously have protected the Bidens. There's so much wrongdoing here. And of course, in the clip that we're about to see, they like Nicole, now they discount it. They're like, oh, there's nothing on here. Right. God, it's just so ridiculous. When for 2 years, all we heard was Russian propaganda. By 51 people in the government who pushed that bullshit down our throats. What do y'all have to say about that?
Computer guy should sue every last one of the people that signed off on that letter.
Totally.
For real.
He's completely destroyed. He's completely and totally. Can you imagine having your business completely destroyed and your name, your livelihood, who you are as an individual, completely destroyed by this government and by all those people on television? I would be lawyering up. And by the way, his lawyer doesn't look like he's that great. Like, we should totally do a GoFundMe for this guy to get like this Mac Daddy lawyer and just lawyer up and sue the crap out of everybody. That's what I would do.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really, really bad. So you're just buckle in, because you're about to see some really ridiculous people talking about this. Here we go.
Matt, let me ask you a dumb question. Let's dip our heads into Earth 2, where Jim Jordan reigns all powerful and all knowing. Say they, you know, bat 1,000 on their Hunter Biden hearings. What is the, I mean, there's nothing that I've seen in any of the stories about any of this that suggests any of it had anything to do with his father. What is the end game other than humiliating the president's son?
I mean, that may be the end game, because we've spent a lot of time with the laptop and we've looked a lot at it. And there isn't much that ties the president to any wrongdoing, which I think has got to be the focus for it to be relevant to be before a congressional committee, is to look at Joe Biden and the presidency. And there's nothing, at least on the laptop, that illustrates that. So, I mean, for there to be something, they would need to broaden this out and introduce some sort of new evidence that hasn't been picked over. And I don't know what that is, I think that is kind of this space that they're sort of looking at. But your point is taken, that I think a lot of this is to embarrass, Hunter Biden, and to use him as a foil to drive political donations and to animate the Republican base, as Hunter Biden does, you know. So I think that's going to be a lot of it, more than trying to find an actual end to an investigation.
It's a deeply cynical move. It treats voters like they're too stupid to know what the disease of addiction can be like, how it can tear apart a family, and that actual investigators that have looked at this have found nothing. But as I've said before, Jim Jordan's Inspector Clouseau committee thinks they're going to find something.
Is she unaware that the DOJ is actually still investigating this? How does she just get to say they haven't found anything?
Yeah.
That hasn't been announced.
Well, they get to say anything they want, right? They make up crap all the time. But I love how they're spinning this as, we're just trying to make fun of a guy who has an addiction.
Right.
That's what we're doing. We're just awful people on the right who are just making fun of this guy. We're using him as a foil, and we're just tearing apart a family and just making fun. Screw you. And if he's, listen, we're just trying to make an ass of Hunter Biden. Dude, he does that himself.
He does not need our help.
Doesn't need any help in that.
Does not need our help. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's give everybody a feel good moment, shall we? Yes. I'll de-blurify in a second. I don't know why that happens. I'm blurry. I don't know. I'm blurry. I know. You don't have to tell me because I know.
It's coming back.
It'll unblur in a second. So yesterday I discovered my new favorite congressional representative. He's new to the House and he is a Republican from just outside of Houston, Texas.
His name is Wesley Hunt.
I posted one video clip of him on our website yesterday, but then I saw this one too. You guys follow this guy.
He's great.
He is amazing. Mm-hmm. Take a look at him schooling everybody.
It's actually not about race. This is actually an issue of public safety. And if I call this an invasion, sir, I'm not racist. I can assure you I'm not racist. What I can assure you is that I want to make sure that fentanyl doesn't indiscriminately kill any race, religion, color, or creed, because fentanyl doesn't care where you're from. Fentanyl doesn't care about race. Fentanyl kills indiscriminately. This gentleman right here works his tail off every single day to stop that from happening. Now, there's been a break in the dam, and that's pretty obvious, because a couple of years ago, of course, we had some problems, but it wasn't amplified to the level that we are seeing every single day. And the reason why we have to be careful with what we call and what we deem racist moving forward in the future is because we start to lose focus on what the actual problem is. This administration, the Democrat Party, unfortunately, uses race as a scapegoat for everything.
Yes.
And as somebody that wants to make sure that we do attack racist issues when they do occur, we can't be the boy who cried wolf and blame racism all the time. I am here to hold this administration accountable to understand that there are issues of race that need to be addressed. And sir, this ain't one of them. I applaud some of your actions in El Paso. It sounds like you're doing some great things. But I'm going to tell you, as being born and raised in Texas, living in Houston, we have a problem. And this problem has precipitated over the course of the past 2 years. That is a fact. I get working together. I get reaching across the aisle. But this morning, I can't believe that we had a one-hour debate over whether or not we should sing the Pledge of Allegiance before we convene every day. 1 hour. That, to me, is antithetical to the point of this meeting today. I implore you all to be careful with using race because your son's no longer here. And I'm sorry. There's 100,000 sons and daughters that are no longer here because of fentanyl last year.
Yeah. Okay, so everybody keeps asking, who is it? I said his name a whole bunch of times. You guys do not listen to me? It's Wesley Hunt.
Wesley Hunt.
And he's a Republican congressman, new Republican congressman from just outside Houston, 38th mm-hmm. district, I think. Amazing. Huge crush on him. He's my new favorite.
Oh my God, he's so awesome. I love him so much.
Right.
God, we need good leadership here in Texas. God, we just need it so bad.
Well, you got it now because that's
love him. Yeah, he's awesome. And there's
he is a hottie. Yeah, he's Tanya's very hot. Right. He's a total
hottie.
He's
super hot. Yeah, he's really hot. And there's a couple videos of him floating around. So
the other one's on our website.
Mm-hmm. We do have that one on our website. So there's that. That's the one. The one that you just showed is the one that I saw yesterday. And then there's that other one on our website. So he's just phenomenal. So great.
Just
he's
amazing.
Also a veteran. Kim said he's also a veteran. Yeah, you can see that.
Even better. I mean, love him. I hope that he drinks Bone Frog coffee.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Before we get to WAC, I have one more video to share. And this was really neat to see. One of the people whose TikToks we share with everybody a lot is that hilarious Kamala impersonator. And she made it onto Tucker last night. So I have a little bit of her appearance there. She's basically teaching Tucker how to do the Kamala laugh. Here it is.
And school buses are yellow.
Because think about it. Yellow school buses are our nation's largest form of mass transit.
Yeah, largest form of mass transit. So clearly, the impersonator star, whose name is Esty, has the kind of faintly hallucinogenic quality down, but it's the cackle that she really nailed. She joins us now. Esty, thank you so much for coming on. The cackle, can you just do that again? I think you perfected it.
Hello, America.
I don't know. I don't know if
Yeah, I don't know if you live with others, roommate, spouse, friends, whatever. When you do that cackle around other people, like, how do they respond?
Sometimes they leave the room. It really depends on what team they're playing for. But for the most part, it turns heads for sure. I think I fine-tuned it down to get it to sound just like her.
Okay, just for masochistic reasons, can you do one more time?
So, I mean, she's so good at it.
So perfect.
I love that she made it on his show.
I know. And that she just laughed the whole time. He was like, can you just do your laugh the whole time? Oh my God.
It's phenomenal. So that was very, very exciting that she made it there. If you have not tried Field of Greens yet, this stuff is freaking awesome. This is the stuff, and this is one flavor. This is their supercharged flavor. Field of Greens is a way for you to get all of the nutrients, minerals, vitamins that you need from fruits and vegetables. If you're not particularly good at getting your, what is it, like 6 servings, I think 6 cups a day of veggies and fruits that you're supposed to get for optimal health. I never do. Okay. First of all, it's really expensive. but also I never, ever get as much fruits and vegetables as I'm supposed to. So this is the way. They have packed the whole full spectrum of essential vegetables and fruits right into a powder that you mix in 8 ounces of water. And it is good. It's actually so good that I want to drink more of it than I'm supposed to. I don't recommend doing that. Just drink the amount that you're supposed to, which is like 1 to 2 glasses of it a day. Otherwise, you're going to spend a lot of time in the bathroom. Okay. And you don't want to do that, but it is amazing. It tastes great. There's like 4 or 5, I think, different flavors. This is, I don't know. They're fruity to me. They're like they taste way more fruity than they do vegetably. And they've got a great special for our audience, fieldofgreens.com. And then you use code CHICKS to get 15% off of your first order. And then if you subscribe, if you get like a routine or a regular subscription order, it's another 10% off of that. All right. It is time for your whack.
Okay, you guys, first follow chicksontheright.com/links. That's where all of our socials are. Instagram, Twitter, all of the things, all of the fantastic socials. And you should be following that. You know, we're not blue checked on Instagram, which is a complete travesty, but there's some fantastic. We've tried 5 times. They keep denying me. I will not be ignored, Dan. Okay. I'm going to keep trying, but we're pretty awesome out there. I do our Instagram and then Mock does our Twitter. So make sure you're following us on both of those things. As for WAC today, WAC is pretty interesting. I like lawyers. I think they're fine, but lawyers will take, some lawyers will take the weirdest cases. And this case, I just think this is really odd, but there's a guy who is suing a girl because the girl would not go out with him.
This is where we are.
Right.
Now, this isn't our country, right? Like, this isn't here. I think it's Singapore.
Singapore. Yeah, it was Singapore. So this guy and this girl were, I mean, they were basically friends. And the guy and her, they went to, I don't know why, but they went to like counseling of some sort. Like
that was part of the suit. Like that was the part of his threat.
Yeah. Right. He wanted to go out with her. And she was like, you know, I just sort of think we should just be friends. But they ended up, I don't know if they sort of pseudo dated or whatever, but she didn't want to go out with him anymore. And he sued her. He's suing her for a bunch of money because she just doesn't want to go out with him. It's the weirdest thing. It's like very stalkery. And there is an actual lawyer who took this case on. And that's why.
And it's going to court. It's going to high court, you guys. This is a $2.3 million lawsuit that he has filed against her. And he was like, you have to come to counseling with me. And she agreed to go for a year and a half. I don't know why. And the reason that he's suing her is he's saying her rejection of him is essentially destroying his reputation.
Yes. And I just, like, this is where we are now. If you are a person, if you're a lawyer who is taking on this case,
seriously,
you need to just be punched in the face. Not that I condone violence on the show.
Never.
But that's just ridiculous. Like, what are we doing as a society? It used to be that, you know, somebody would ask you out and then they would say no. And you'd be like, okay, I'm going to move about my day now. And I'm just going to get over it. And if you have your feelings hurt, well, too bad, so sad, get over it. But now we're suing people. Because
for millions,
What, like, this
and
girl,
this is gonna make him look way worse, right?
you think, or maybe he'll win.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but this is the thing about our world now is I wouldn't discount the fact that he may actually get some. I wouldn't discount it, Ma. This is what's so crazy. There's a case. So this is what bothers me. What happens if the guy actually gets some money out of this woman for distress, like emotional distress? What happens?
That's a bad precedent to set.
Well, that's the thing. I'm actually going to be watching this case because the fact that there even is a case is disturbing to me.
And it wasn't dismissed outright, that it actually has a court date. It's incredible.
What are we doing? So, anywho, that's happening. Yeah, what in the literal F is right, Holly?
Yeah, that's some good whack right there. That is what that is. So
that's happening in Singapore. I'll be watching and letting you guys know what happens with that.
Gosh. Mm-hmm. That means it's time for My Pillow Talks. And don't forget to get all of your huge ass discounts at MyPillow.com/chicks, especially on bedding right now, where you can get a set of twin sheets that are the Giza Dream Sheets, top of the line, right? The very best sheets ever. You can get a twin set for under $30 right now when you use code chicks at MyPillow.com/chicks. And also all the other things like the squeezy kitten for technology slippers and moccasins and all of those.
And the tiny pillows.
And the tiny pillows.
I have travel pillows like in every car, you guys, because I always do like early morning swim practices with my daughter and she sleeps on the way there. So travel pillows are really great. You should
For all kinds of reasons.
All kinds of reasons. Mm-hmm. Travel pillows are awesome. People just forget about those and they have them and they're fantastic. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think we can top that at all. Everybody just bring it in. Cash left.
Okay. Oh,
he left a lot early. Yeah, he left. He wanted to say goodbye to my daughter for the day and give her hugs. Sweet. Yeah.
He's giving her all the flaps.
Yeah, he's giving her all the flaps. You guys, I hope you have the best weekend. I know I say that every Friday, but really, I mean it today. I mean it. Have the best weekend ever. And we're going to talk to you on Monday.
Bye.
Bye, guys.